Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Erech in Perik Tes Mishnah Gimel. Until now, we were talking about the halachais selling a field. Now we're talking about the halachais of selling a house. And we're going to see that there are two categories of houses, a house in a walled city that's called Bate Arechaima. We're going to have several Mishnahis about the halachais of Bate Arechaima. And then we're going to have the halachais about selling a house with no wall around the city. Those are called Bate HaChatzeirim. We'll also learn what's called a wall around the city. But for now, Perik Tes Mishnah Gimel, Zakta Helega Mishnah, HaMoicher Bayis, if someone sells a house, Bebate Arechaima, in a walled city. Unlike a Stei Achuzah, where he has to wait 2 years before he can redeem, and there is a Goyal Miyad, he can redeem it right away. Also, unlike a Stei Achuzah, where he has until Yovel, here he has a much smaller window. There's a looming deadline. That's 12 months. V'goyal kol shneim asr chodesh. You can redeem it for 12 months, and that's it. Once the 12 months pass, you cannot insist, no, I have a right to redeem it. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Hereza kamin ribis ve'en ribis. It's like ribis, but it's not ribis. What is ribis, and what does this mean? It's like ribis, and it's not ribis. Ribis, I'm sure as you remember from Perik Ezeo Neshach, is a very serious issur d'oraisa. If you go over to a friend and you say, you know, I'm willing to lend you $1,000. Give it back to me after a year, but you have to give back to, you can't just give back $1,000. You have to give me back $1,100. I'm charging you for my money. I hope you don't do that. And I hope no one accepts that offer, because both the lender and the borrower are over very seriously yisurim. Now, there are many different levels of ribbis. There's ribbis deraisa, there are ribbis that is the rabbanon, there's avak ribbis. But basically, in this case, here's our problem. Somebody sells a house in a walled city to someone else. He comes back before the end of 12 months and says, I have the money. You have to sell it back to me. I want to redeem my house. But of course, I'm not going to give you back all the money that you gave me because you lived in my house. I have a right to charge rent. No, you can't do that, Mr. Seller. The Torah says you have to give him back all of the money. If you bought the house for 1,200 dinarim, let's say, and you come back in the 12th month, or toward the end of the 12th month, even on the last day of the 12th month. We'll soon see exactly when the 12 months are over, but if you come on the last day of the deadline, and you say, okay, I want to buy back my house, but I'm deducting the money for the rent. After all, you're living there 12 months. You cannot do that. You have to give back the exact amount that you got. So in a way, it looks a little bit like ribis, because I gave the buyer, or this person gave the buyer $1,200, he's giving him back his $1,200, but he's also giving him some free month's rent. Isn't that ribis? Says the Mishnah, may look like ribis, but it's not considered ribis. Why is it not considered ribis? Because it didn't have to happen this way. This is called tzad echad. But ribis is a big machloikis about it, but basically what our Mishnah is saying is as follows. It wasn't for sure that the buyer is going to take back his money and he gets free rent. It didn't have to happen that way. 12 months could have come and gone, and the seller did not have enough money to redeem his house. So that would have been rent? It wouldn't have been rent. The buyer would have been living in his own house from day one. It happens that he does have the money to redeem his house. This is not called ribis. When it can go either way, says our Mishnah, at least in this case, it's not called ribis. Vaitra says the Mishnah, mes hamoicher, what if the seller dies? Yigal Benoi, his son can still come and say, buyer, I yarshin all the rights that my father had. He could have redeemed it till 12 months. I'm coming with the money you paid for the house. I want to redeem it. So it could be that when the seller passed away, the buyer said, I feel bad he passed away, but at least now I don't have to worry about him coming to redeem my house. Well, he does have to worry about it because his son can still do it up until the 12 months. The 12-month clock keeps ticking. Vaiter says the Mishnah. Nesalakech, what if the buyer passes away within those 12 months? And his son yarshins the house, yigal miyad benoi. So the seller can still redeem the house, whether the buyer's son wants it to redeem it or not, whether he wants to sell it back or not, he has no choice, but as long as it's within 12 months, yigal miyad benoi. Whatever was true for the father is true for the son. Both benegeya, the seller, and as it would pertain to the buyer. Vaitra says a Mishnah, Ein a moina loy shana, ela mishosha mochar loy. What happened over here? Says the Batanur. Reuven sold a house to Shimon during the month of Nisan. It's in a walled city. Shimon does what's called a flip. He turns around a month later during Iyar and sells it to Levi. Now comes the next year, Nisan. Reuven tried so hard to come up with the money to buy his house back, he couldn't. But by Iyar, he has the money, so he comes running to Levi, says, I want to buy my house back. And it's within 12 months of when you bought it, Levi. Because you, Levi, you only bought it from Shimon, the person I sold it to. You only bought it from him in Iyar. So the 12-month deadline didn't pass by yet, so you have to give it back to me. Here's the money. Levi can say, no. That's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says you have 12 months from when you sold it, from when you sold it, and you sold it to Shimon. Nisan. And Nisan came and went. That's what the Mishnah means. Someone buys a house in a walled city and sells it to someone else, ain't a minor lay, the original owner. Does not count. Only from the time that he sold it to the first buyer. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says, Ad melois loy shana tamima. Till a full year is completed for him. Goes after the clock. The 12-month clock starts when he sells it the first time. What do we learn from the word tamima? Kishu aimer. Tamima, there's an extra emphasis over here. Complete. So according to the Tanakhama, lahavi chaydesh ha'ibur. If it's an Iber Yar, if there's an extra Adar, then the buyer has an extra month to redeem the house. It's not permanently in the hands of the seller until a full 13 months. Rabbi Yemer, Rabbi says, yitin loy shana ve'ibura, means something else altogether. The solar year, the sun year, has 365 days. That's how long it takes for the sun to come back to the same point. It's actually 365 days and change, but to round it off, 365 days. The lunar year, that means 12 times that the moon goes away and comes back, has 354 days, also and change, but there's an approximate 11-day difference. You know why the pasuk emphasizes tamima full? Rabbi Yomer Yitin Lo Shana V'Ibura. He gets the extra 11 days. Now, is Rabbi giving him more time than the Tanakhama to redeem his house, or is he giving him less time? Says about Tanur, it depends. If it's not an Ibra Yar, it's a regular 12-month year, there's no extra Adar, Rebbe's giving him more time. He's giving him an extra 11 days. But actually, if it was a Shana Miyaberis, if there was an extra Adar, Rebbe's giving him less times. Rebbe is not giving him the full 13th month, just an extra 11 days. Whereas the Tanakam is giving him the full 13th month. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, someone sells a house in a walled city. Unlike a stay Yehuza, where he has to wait 2 years, he redeems it right away. And unlike a stay Yehuza that he has until Yovel, here he only has 12 months. Although it looks a little bit like Ribbis, because he has to give back the full money that he got for it. So the buyer is getting back his full money plus some free months of rent. You can't deduct the rent. That's not really Ribbis, because it wasn't set up as Ribbis. It was set up as a sale, and it could have very well been that the buyer would never get his money back. He keeps the house. So because that was possible, even though Lemaisa, the seller, was coming to take back his money, we don't consider it ribis. At least not in this case. If the Meicher passes away, it doesn't mean that the buyer can for sure keep the house, because the Meicher's son has the rest of the 12 months to redeem it. If the buyer passes away, then the Meicher can redeem it from the buyer's son again, until that 12-month deadline. If Reuven sells it to Shimon during the month of Nisan, a Shimon turns around and sells it to Levi during the month of Iyar, the 12-month clock goes from Nisan to Nisan. It goes from when the original owner sold it to Reuven, not from when Reuven sold it to Levi. So once Nisan comes, it's too late. That's learned from the pasuk at Melois Loi, from when he sold it. And the word Tamima teaches us, according to the Tanakhama, that he has an extra month when there's a leap year, there's an extra Adar. According to Rebbe, no, doesn't get an extra month. What he gets, and this he gets every year, is an extra 11 days. He gets Shana V'Yibura, that's learned from the word Tamima. You have that 11-day difference between the sun year and the moon year, that's what he gets. Regardless if it's an Ibiyar or not, he never gets more than these 11 days. As we explained, it's because of this 11-day difference between the moon year and the sun year that we have an Ibra Yar. We have an extra Adar to make the adjustment. because Pesach has to be in the spring. The Torah says Chodesh Aviv, and if we wouldn't have this extra Adar every once in a while, according to the Cheshbon, then Pesach could wind up in the middle of the winter.